Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, Beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay. I'm sorry. Pretty crazy week, folks. Happy Friday. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. History happening all over the place this week.
Yeah.
I mean, God forbid we forget 9/11, whose 24th anniversary was yesterday, right? And there was an assassination this week.
No. Assassinations are for important people. Nazis just get shot.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Ring the bell. We're no. canceled.
Give me the bell. Good Lord.
I'm not going to say anything good.
Anyway, we will touch on both of those events briefly in a moment.
And you know why we're going to do it briefly.
Yeah, right. We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Genzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Pete, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. In the studio this evening, well, we got the... good Lord. in the student tie.
I made that, by the way.
Okay.
Ty's on a roll today.
Ty's showing us memes that he has created, and it's a little disturbing.
It's going to be an interesting show.
Yeah, it could be. In the studio this evening, well, we got the usual suspects. We got my blushing bride, Stephanie. We got our anarchist son, Ty Ginn, across the table from me. And, of course, a little old me.
Made me choke.
Marco. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play or text. Call or text if you want to play along with the show. We've got some stuff to talk about tonight. Like I said a moment ago, that a lot of history happened this week, especially in the last 2 or 3 days. And if you have anything that you want to say about it or text about it, please do so. 727-804-5891 is that number to play along. 727-804-5891. So yesterday was the 24th anniversary of 9/11. Hard to believe it's been 24 years ago.
Yeah.
I can still remember pretty much like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, how do you see it, Ty? Because you were
11.
Yeah, but see, Ty was old enough to kind of get it. At 11, you get it. I asked Thomas, who I work with now, who was 3, and he was like, well, I think I have some memory of it. And he was like, I'm pretty sure they pulled me out of school. And I was like, you were 3. What school?
Yeah.
I didn't go into it. with him. But anyway, like I said, yesterday was the anniversary, and I'm sure, you know, 24 years, right?
So hold on, I'm doing some math. Keep going.
24 years ago.
So basically, I was a year younger than you are when it happened.
Okay.
Wow.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. I was. So you were 34. That means I was, no, was I only 37?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
wow.
You know, so.
Young buck.
If, but what, all I'm saying is at 11, having that happen versus if it happened, say, today as an adult.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, listen, I don't want to go into all of it. I mean, the anniversary was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody heard all the stories of, you know, I was on my way to work. I was at work.
Did you leave milk and cookies out for George Bush?
I did not. I'm sure you heard the stories where I got so hungover that I had to call in sick, so I missed the whole thing, you know, that kind of thing. All those stories.
One of the things that I liked were the things that I saw posted today that, as bad as 9/11 was,
yeah,
and I never want it to happen again.
Right.
September 12th, 2001 was America's best day as Americans.
There was a lot of unity.
A lot of unity.
And it wasn't just the next day. It seemed to last for a while.
It
was great if you were white.
No, it didn't matter.
It was not a great time to be Arab.
Well, no.
Oh, yeah, well.
Well, right. Understandably so. But the American people, we came together.
Yeah. I think there was a lot less division back then. So, yeah, when you say that we came together, I think we did come together. And, you know,
That was really the beginning of the end, though. That was the beginning of the age of terror.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
The light was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we created our own hope, though, as American citizens and as in our own communities.
Right. Well, anyway, because yesterday was the anniversary, and you've heard all the stories, you know, over the last 24 years ad nauseum about where everybody was and what, you know, what they were doing, and I'll never forget it, and da da da. So I don't know that we need to tell you where we were and what we were doing, that kind of thing. So I think we can pass on that. But here's something. We also, Wednesday, Charlie Kirk was assassinated at his rally in Utah. And that's history. That is history. That's history in the making. You know?
It's so fitting that he went out in a school shooting.
I never thought of it that way.
It's a school shooting because it happened at a school.
Yep.
That's what I never thought of it that way, Ty. Right. Listen, I was not a fan of Charlie's. I found him to be an ist. He was a racist, a sexist, a fascist. I've never approved of his spewing of hatred and division across our country.
And he had a real big head and a tiny face.
Yes, he did. I think the only people he didn't hate were white Christian men.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that.
Yeah.
If you were not a white Christian man,
they were superior to the rest of the beings on this planet.
What Charlie never got is that our United States of America is made up of more than, a lot more than, white Christian men.
And those were still the people that killed him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say about Charlie. I was not a fan, and
that doesn't mean he deserved to die.
No, right. I agree with that. I'm not celebrating the fact that he was unalived or anything like that. But am I heartbroken? Not really. Sorry.
I didn't appreciate his message.
Right. None of them.
Any of them.
I didn't appreciate any of them.
But there were better ways to Silence.
Right. Here's something, though, about related to it is, and I've been thinking about this all day. Now they have a person in custody in Charlie's assassination. And I remember either Wednesday or Thursday, I saw a press conference where they were asking for the community's help to find the individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, and this is what I've been thinking about, it's like if, okay, they post these pictures, okay, and if you recognize those pictures of the suspect, are you obligated to provide information?
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
in today's regime, yes.
Okay, so if you both agree that you're obligated to provide information, does that mean that if they, the authorities, catch him without any help from the community, and then they start talking to him, they find out who his family is, who his friends are,
okay, where he was hiding,
are they going to go to the family and friends and go, hey, did you not see all the pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Were you aiding and abetting?
Mm-hmm.
So no, can you actually get in trouble?
Immediately, they're going to put everyone on a list.
Right.
I guess. I mean, can you get in trouble if you don't? If you say, well, I don't watch TV. Oh, I'm not on social media.
Well, it's everywhere, though.
And right. how far will that extend
right.
under this regime?
Yeah,
they get, they check his bank records and he went through the Burger King drive-thru.
Right.
Are they going to start arresting
anybody that saw him?
The person and who that handed him his food, right. you know.
Oh, I saw him. Yeah, if you're the person at the window at the Burger King and you go, and you don't go, oh, yeah, he came and got a burger. You know, yesterday at noon or something.
And they're like, according to the credit card receipt, he did.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just Pandora's box.
Right.
It just, how far?
Well, so apparently his family, or I guess his dad, was a former law enforcement, that kind of thing. And I guess from what I've heard, don't know that this is the exact story. Is that he confessed to his dad, who basically convinced him that we're going to turn you in.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the conversations I heard earlier today, well, first of all, before I get to that, if Ty Ginn comes to us and says that he's the one, what do we do?
There are questions we don't ask for a reason.
Right. But if he comes to us and tells us this,
you understand this thing we have.
But if you come and drop this in our lap, do we just ignore it or do we go, you're talking to the hand, brother?
No.
I don't want to hear it.
There are things he knows that we do not need to know about.
Yeah,
so it's a two-way street.
Yes, but if he keeps it to himself... I mean, if he doesn't keep it to himself and he comes right out and tells us what he did, what's our reaction?
That creates
a
problem.
That would be a first.
Yeah.
That would be a first, right.
That creates a problem.
So the best answer, because I heard this same question asked earlier today on the radio, and the best answer I heard was, okay, we're going to have a serious conversation. Then we're going to lawyer up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Before we call anybody, we're going to lawyer up. And then, under advice of an attorney, then we will talk about turning yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It's, remember what was the Brian Laundrie situation? You know? Eventually, now that kid is dead. If they had turned him in when they knew what he did, he'd be in prison for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the better alternative?
Well,
you know, I mean, would you want to spend the rest of your life in prison or would you want to, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in prison.
Given how high profile this was, his chances aren't good.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, but even like Casey Anthony.
Right.
You know, I think her parents knew a lot more.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Than, you know, and I believe they were held accountable at some point, weren't they?
They were actually suspects at one point.
You know? I mean. So, you know.
I don't know. It's a whole crazy situation.
Life is all about choices.
You never know what you're going to do. You never know how you're going to handle it.
And you don't know what choice you will make until you are in that situation.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you can speculate all you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every pregnant mother, family, parents, we're going to do the best. You know, our kids are going to be perfect.
Right.
And you don't know until, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you've got puke in your hair and
right.
covered in poop. And you're like, oh, well, let's see. I thought this was going to be perfect.
Yeah. Let's get rid of this one. It's defective. I don't know.
Where's his manual?
Yeah, it's a crazy.
Where's the book?
It's a crazy story.
What am I doing wrong?
You know, oh my God, the conspiracy theories.
So many.
Oh my God, and I was talking to my dad earlier today, and I said the conspiracy theories are all over the place.
And the ones that came right from the top.
There are some conspiracy theories that are so ridiculous. But there are some other ones that are kind of compelling. It's like,
never thought of that.
They wasted no time to blame the left and trans people.
Well,
and,
that's what they do. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. That's what they do.
Illegal immigrants.
And they still will. And of course, now it's all come out that you know, he's from a Republican family.
Of course, it's always their people.
Right. So, hopefully we'll never be put in that situation that came from your mom. Well, guess
yes.
what, Toots? Ty's got a big announcement in the second hour of the show.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. Anyway, all right. On a lighter note, today was two national days. You know how I love my national days.
Yes.
Two and one
today. It was National Video Game Day and National Milkshake Day.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I don't play video games, and the last time I had a milkshake, it sent me to the bowl in about 15 minutes.
Well, that's why you got to have a Game Boy and take that with you.
Yeah, right.
There you go. That's what video games are for.
I heard something earlier today that said kids that play video games tend to earn more money if they get jobs in the tech field.
Not me.
No, well, you're not in the tech field.
No, well, I couldn't be.
You're just not that good at gaming?
No.
I think early on when I couldn't master Pong, I realized I would not be a gamer.
I don't know, man.
I couldn't master the Gnip.
You know what one of my favorite games was as a kid? And it wasn't even mine. I borrowed it. Was the football. Remember the little handheld?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that thing.
Oh, I loved that.
Oh,
what was that called?
I had one.
Well.
I had one. Oh, that thing was the bomb.
I didn't have one, but I had a male friend who had one that would let me borrow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had one. That thing was the bomb.
It was the bomb. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, yesterday was National Make Your Bed Day.
Oh.
Honey
Missed
bunny,
it.
We didn't even make our bed on National Make Your Bed Day.
Who's got time for that?
They say that people that make their bed every day are more successful. And I'm like,
good
at
for
what?
Them.
At what? Making their bed. They're more successful at going to bed at night to a made bed.
Yeah. You know. You did it. Yeah. Hooray.
Yeah.
That's why our bed is upstairs.
Right.
And you come to visit, you're downstairs.
Wednesday, I like this one. Wednesday was National TV Dinner Day.
That's every day.
When was the last time you had a TV dinner, though? Like an actual...
Like the microwave one?
Yeah, the old separated and all that. Oh, my God.
Old Swanson's TV.
I mean, listen, I don't remember giving our kids TV dinners when they were kids, but, man, they were a thing when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. They were...
Oh, my God.
They were hot.
What was your favorite stuff?
None.
I loved the Salisbury steak with the mashed potatoes.
No,
you always had that like molten hot brownie in the middle for dessert.
No, I'd just make the bowl of mashed potatoes.
The fried chicken was not that great. Let's see what else. You would get the Salisbury steak. You had the chicken. I think there was actually a meatloaf, and there may have been a lasagna. And of all of them, I think the Salisbury steak was the best.
Chicken pot pies were the best thing they came out with that they could microwave.
Ty, you probably won't remember, but Steph, do you remember Flo from Alice?
Yes.
Yeah, her name was actually...
Do you remember Flo, the redhead?
Not the girl from the insurance commercials.
What?
There was a show back in the day called Alice, and it was about Mel's Diner, and Flo was a waitress. Yeah, this is way before your time.
This is way before your time.
Anyway, her name was actually Polly Holiday, and she passed away earlier this week. She was 88. Her big tagline was, "Kiss my grits." Kiss my grits.
I hope she actually had that attitude. And living to 88, I think she probably did.
Alice, the show Alice, ran from 1976 to 1985, and then afterwards, there was a spinoff called Flo that ran for a bit afterwards, not very long. And then she was in some other stuff, you know, a lot of things. I didn't write them down, but they were mentioning it the other day when I was listening to the radio, and they were saying that she was in this and she was in that, and I was like, really?
That was her?
yeah. Old Flo, old Polly Holiday passed away earlier this week at the age of 88. Ty, how's your scrotum?
That's great.
Is it? Are you happy with its presentation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, low hanging, aerodynamic.
Are you cool with its wrinkliness?
What wrinkliness?
Well, then you might not be a customer or in need. if you're not happy with your scrotum and its appearance, there's now a solution. You can get Scrotox.
Oh. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, we're going to inject some Botox.
Scrotox injections.
That's a great band name.
That is.
Scrotox. Or like that's a member of GWAR for sure.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Scrotox.
Right. The reason I brought it up is because, in fact, tonight's show is being brought to you by Scrotox. When you want your bag tight, it's Scrotox.
Okay. Wow. Okay. It's going to be an interesting night, isn't it?
Anybody need a Scrotox?
I'll pass.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to text him right now. I'm going to see if we can change the band name.
No.
Just
change your name in the band.
Scrotox.
You're no longer Crash Havoc.
You know what? Yeah, you're just Scrotox. And you come out and you're wearing just skin colored, very tight, like a jumpsuit.
And that's it.
And that's it. Scrotox. Veiny.
I was going to say tattoos.
Yeah. Talking about your band, have you guys considered as a band, as Phantom Power, joining or signing up for the... what is it? It's the, what's the gambling place?
Hard Rock?
Hard Rock. Hard Rock Rising, Battle of the Bands.
No, but maybe. I don't know. What is the prize?
Well, the prize is that you get, I think there's a money prize, but I think you also, for like this year's, what do they do over in Ybor, that big music festival they have over in Ybor,
yeah.
Every year you get to headline or play before the headlining band.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Battle of the Bands is usually a scam, though.
Yeah. Well, I think you have to have your like your audition tape in here soon, and then I think like the actual auditions is like next month,
yep.
And then the whole competition is like in November or something like that.
I mean, look, if they want to come out, we're doing a show tomorrow.
That's right.
Doing a show tomorrow.
That's right. Where is that going to be?
It's a Potion Portal in St. Pete. But we were supposed to go on at 9, but we got bumped to like 10:15.
So oh,
geez. None of us are thrilled about that.
So, Potion Portal, 2329 28th Street North, St. Petersburg.
I think doors open at 7. Show starts at 8 if everybody shows up.
And I'm curious, Ty,
hold on, I'm looking for my notes about this.
This weekend, it says punk music benefit for AIjustice.org.
Yeah, that's the show.
So, how did you guys get invited to a punk show? Are you considered punk?
We're like right on the line.
No, they're just a bunch of punks.
at the punk show will be the metal band. At the metal show will be the punk band.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. I see. But I did question that when I pulled it up. Is there a cover charge? Do you know?
I haven't even seen the flyer. This show came out of nowhere.
Okay. From what I'm seeing online, casual hangout, Potion Portal.
It's supposed to be nice.
Casual hangout offering beer and cider and live music. It says you're allowed to bring in outside food.
Cool. So, I will.
It's an outdoor venue?
It's indoor.
Oh, that's cool.
But they. It says there's a menu.
All right. Well.
But anyway.
Yeah, it's like it's a charity event or something.
Yeah,
so you're going at what time?
10.
I'm out.
Yeah. Me too. We were supposed to play at 9.
And for that reason, I'm out. I heard earlier today.
Rally.
Yeah, we're going to rally.
I'll Uber.
We're going to take a nap like 3 times tomorrow yeah. afternoon to get ready for this thing. I heard earlier today. So we've been watching like the new episode of South Park. Right.
Yeah.
And they've been pretty brutal about the whole regime mm-hmm. so far this season. But I did hear that they took down one of the recent episodes that featured Charlie Kirk because of the recent incident.
They should have left it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, but, you know, I guess they're being.
Why pull punches now?
Right. Not like they did. You know, I mean, it is what it is. So anyway. They're going to pull it. So if you're looking through the archives, it's a episode that's already played. You know,
one of the new ones this season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you go through the archives, you won't be able to see that one featuring Charlie Kirk. So that's that. When do they start doing the Girl Scout cookies? When is that usually?
I thought that was more spring.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, anyway, supposedly in this next year, they're coming out with a new one, and it's called Explore Mores. So it's going to be like a combination of a s'more and a something else.
But with more like candy?
Yeah. Explore.
Instead of just
Explore
chocolate,
Mores.
Yeah. It'll be.
Like we need something else to make us fat.
Well. Right. Mm-hmm. Just write them a check.
Yeah.
They make more money that way.
Yep.
Bring them to the house.
They, you know, Girl Scout cookies, I think the troop gets 25 cents a box.
We'll try them.
We'll try them.
Anyway, we need to take a break and get my act together.
Yeah.
Got to look through my notes. I usually have my notes a little bit more organized over here. I don't know what happened. It's like somebody came in and shuffled them, Ty.
Well.
Did you shuffle my notes?
We shall see.
Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I'm going to play this ditty. It's called Victim of Circumstance. Kind of think there was a victim of circumstance on Wednesday. We'll be right back. Okay. Well, it's 6:33 on a Friday evening. Do you know where your brats are? 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. I just got a text from my dad. So far, really well done, Charlie Kirk and all.
Oh.
Thanks, Dad. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Bright and early.
Yep. Anyway, we are back. And I kind of tried to unshuffle my notes there during the break, try to get my act together here. Ty, I know you're excited about this. Monday night, our Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Houston Texans in Houston. Our first Monday night football game of the season.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Bread and services.
I know you're excited about that. Then I saw this thing the other day. It was talking about the NFL fan base that drinks the most.
Oh, no.
Okay, so 32 teams. Mm-hmm. Ty, I know you don't know anything about this. Steph, what do you suppose? What team, what fan base do you suppose are imbibing the most? I got the top three.
I'm going to go Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, number two.
Philly.
Philly is, no, I don't, look, I only picked the top three. They're probably in the top 10, I would have to guess. The number one was very surprising. If I had to guess, if I was thinking about it, I would think that it would be the Packers. I think the Packers, I feel like that's all they do is drink beer up there.
Well, they've got to find some way to stay warm.
Right. But it's not. It's the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals has the drunkest fan base in all of the NFL. Yeah, the third.
It's hot. They're thirsty.
The third is the Carolina Panthers. Where do you suppose the Bucs come in? We're 14th.
14th?
14th.
Those are rookie numbers.
I was going to say.
You got to get those numbers.
I'm working on it, damn it. No, I'm sorry. That's not even true. Bucs are 22nd out of 32. We're way down.
What?
We're way down.
Then they've never been to a watch party at our house.
Remember I just said a second ago that I thought that number one would be the Green Bay Packers? Guess what? They're the least.
Really?
They're number 32 out of 32. The Green Bay Packers.
Unbelievable.
Is it just too damn cold to drink up there?
Well,
I don't know.
Milwaukee, isn't that like the brewing capital of the United States?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't Milwaukee have more breweries than anybody?
Cheese and beer, man.
Maybe it's because they work in breweries.
Talk about a fart factor.
They don't want to drink it.
Right? I know what we're going to do. We're going to go to the game and create a lot of methane.
Indoor stadium.
No, it's not. It's outdoor and very cold.
And that's why it's an outdoor stadium.
Yeah, right.
They've done the math.
Mm-hmm.
There are logistics involved.
Yeah.
One spark and the whole thing would go up.
Yeah. One of the things that with this whole everything that's going on with the government and that kind of thing, I mean, we were talking heavily at the beginning of September. We were like, okay, we did not forget about the Epstein files.
Yeah.
Right? Well, now
they're
all
trying
of a sudden,
really hard to distract us now.
Yeah,
right.
They are. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories thinking that this whole assassination was part of a distraction.
Oh, absolutely.
Because here's the thing.
I don't think that's
Charlie Kirk was one of the loudest voices in the Republican Party, in the whole MAGA movement. Okay. And he was the only one, even after being scolded by Trump, he was the only one still pushing the Epstein files.
Oh.
Right. So there's that. There's that. You know what I mean? Have you seen the videos of the people standing behind him doing the arm signals, the hand signals? There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, dude. There's a lot going on. It's a lot. I did finally see the video, Ty.
Yeah, I have,
Oh, Lord. I have pictures.
I
do not recommend, if you have not seen the video, I don't recommend searching it out. It probably is too late to find it unless you go into some deep dive somewhere. But it is, I saw it from two different angles. It is jarring.
Graphic.
Absolutely jarring. You see people get shot on TV and in movies all the time.
It's not like
but
that.
But when you see somebody get shot in real life, it's like, good Lord. This was, it was jarring.
Dad was shook.
I was shook. And I had a whole mindset going into it. And then I saw that and was like, ooh, that's, ooh,
well, and
that's not cool.
Like the second I saw it, I knew he's done.
Oh, for sure. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All the people that were like, oh no, he's, you know,
No. There was no question.
He was, before he hit the ground.
Oh, he was done.
Immediately.
And, which for him, I will say, good for you.
Yeah, probably the best.
Right, right. I mean, boof, done. Unbelievable.
Horrific.
I've never seen anything like that. It was like, wow.
Well, and
I was talking to my dad earlier today. I said, I've never seen anybody actually get shot. But I do remember seeing the JFK videos, the Zapruder films. And that's the, I think, probably the first time I ever saw somebody actually get shot. But this was live and in color. And the first video I saw was, I was like 15 feet away. I was like, good Lord.
Yeah.
That was, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Very jarring.
And that is not how we should be solving.
No. No, it's absolutely.
Problems.
No.
And differences.
No. Mm-mm. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's no bueno.
No bueno.
Nothing
nobody
good about
wins.
Any of it. No. Nobody wins. Nobody wins. Oof. Yeah, that was something else. Ty, did you see the video of the UFO, supposed UFO?
I saw a short clip.
Taking the missile strike?
I need to watch the full thing.
Okay, so I watched it, and I watched it several times, and whatever this thing was that these drones were following, okay, there was one drone that was tracking it, like, right up on it with camera. Then there was another drone that actually fired a missile at it. And these are Hellfire missiles. Supposedly, those are the United States arsenal, our badass missiles, right? Nobody survives this thing. They fire this missile at this flying orb. And it sort of bounced off.
Oh.
And the orb kept going. There were a couple of... What's so weird is it looked like that the whole thing was... when they zoomed in on it, it looked like it was sort of plasmatic. It didn't look like it was a solid shape. You know what I mean? It almost looked like it was changing shapes as it was going. And when the missile hit it, two or three chunks flew off, but it just kept right on booking. Just kept right on booking. It was like, good Lord.
Send something up to collect those.
Yeah, what's happening, you know? Anyway.
Right.
In the same vein, we've talked about several times.
Is it AI?
Who knows?
I don't know. They talked about this, and they showed this video at a hearing earlier this week in Washington, D.C.
It doesn't mean that it's not AI.
Right. You're right. It doesn't.
It's Washington, D.C.
Yep. But in the same vein, we've talked several times on the show about this 3-Eye Atlas. And, oh, my God, now all of a sudden it's getting closer, which is still a gazillion miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And it still has to either dodge the sun or fly into the sun. You know, it's changing speeds. It's changing color. Now it has lights and da-da-da-da-da. And it doesn't have the same, you know, characteristics as a comet and stuff like that. Well, NASA came out, I think, today or yesterday and pissed all over that and said, no, it's a comet. It's a comet. But
maybe.
But
it's still heading our way. So
that's, yeah, it's not better.
Right. So anyway, AI-13 or 3I, 3I Atlas is still...
Who's running NASA now?
Yeah.
I mean, weren't they
some
part
Trump
of
guy.
Doge?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. No. He was the secretary of the... he was the one that took over for Pete Buttigieg. Transportation Department.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now he's the head of NASA. He's the one that decided that they were going to put the nuclear reactors on the moon.
Oh.
That was going to be his first big thing that he did as secretary of NASA or whatever.
What about Donnie Stroke?
Yeah, I saw pictures of that the other day, and I honestly think that, I don't know, but I, okay, good call, because I saw the picture, and he was at the 9/11 memorial, and it showed him he could hardly keep his eyes open, and one whole side of his face was drooped way down. So there was speculation that maybe he had a stroke, right? Then the next time I saw him, it was a video, and he was talking in the Oval Office about the whole Charlie Kirk thing, right? Then this woman on TikTok pointed out, she said that talk in the Oval Office was AI.
Yeah.
And she said,
absolutely.
I can prove it. She says, watch him. First of all, watch how well he's speaking. He never speaks well. She said, look at his color. And she says, and then she points it out. She goes, just watch. See where the video jumps? She says, that's AI.
Yep.
So,
well, they're going to be doing a lot more of that. Like, he'll probably die, and they'll just keep him alive forever with AI.
I don't know.
Because they know they'll lose the movement without him.
Lose the movement.
Big Brother will live forever.
My question was about the stroke.
Mm.
Strokes, and for whatever reason, in my mind, they affect the left side of the body generally.
But this was the right side of his face.
It was the right side of his face, which is more like a Bell's palsy type of situation than a stroke. It looks still
an infraction. If you saw the video or the pictures of him, I mean, his right side of his face was definitely drooped.
And I've never
seen him
look
like that. But anyway.
He just keeps looking worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
But here soon, he'll probably stop doing public appearances. We'll only ever get the AI videos.
And the tweets.
Yep. Well, even his tweets on Truth Social now are like grammatically correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they've
no.
got someone else doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He may have already been replaced.
Maybe. Oh, God. I hope it's J.D. Vance because he's so good.
Uh-huh. No.
He's going to be so good for America. You know, he grew up in the hills.
Yeah. Big Brother will live forever.
One of the things that kind of pissed me off when they blew up that drug boat the other day, last week. Now it turns out that it probably wasn't a drug boat at all, and that it was full of civilians. And now it came out, I think I heard today, that the boat was actually turning around and going back when they blew it up.
Yeah.
You know, and then supposedly it was not a drug boat at all, but full of civilians, even if it was
fishing,
a drug boat.
A fishing vessel.
Yeah. Even if it was a drug boat, just to blow up a boat with no due process or anything like that.
It wasn't anywhere near us.
Right. It was still like 2,700 miles away from us.
They weren't going to make it in that boat.
No, right.
The Epstein files were in the boat.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so, you know, we did a war crime.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, but we don't do that.
No, of course not.
Mm-mm.
No, world police, baby.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
I'm so disappointed.
No, we're going to have another 20-year war about it here soon.
Ty, do you know any dudes your age, not even your age, but just dudes in general that are starting to wear fingernail polish?
Yeah.
Fingernail colors, stuff like that. I heard this thing the other day that there's this quarterback in the NFL who wears fingernail polish, and they were talking about it on the radio, and they said, as a matter of fact, it's a whole new trend now. And even the radio host that I was listening to goes, yeah, my son, who's 19, he's got like three of his fingers painted.
Yeah, that's for everybody now.
I guess. I've had my fingernails painted before, but like Hannah did it when she was a kid. It's to me, I don't know how women do it. I don't know.
It's suffocating.
It's very suffocating. I don't like it. It feels very weird.
And this is gross, but I'm going to share.
Okay.
Since I've gone back to work, I started getting pedicures again.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to stop having them paint my toenails.
Right.
Shape them, do the whole pedicure.
Just go natural.
But leave them open because my feet are far sweatier.
It makes sense. I think
they can't breathe.
Right.
They can't breathe.
Every time I've had fingernail polish on, I feel like my fingers are being strangled.
And I can't leave it on my fingers. But
you know how I am about my feet. I can't even imagine having it on my toes.
But I've noticed
swamp foot.
Yeah. Because I've always had that problem, but I've always gotten pedicures and I've always had my toes painted.
I guarantee you when I go see my dad tomorrow morning, he'll have his fingernails done.
And well, then I went like a year of
he's festive like that.
Not painting them.
Right.
And my feet were not a fraction of the sweaty.
Mm.
So I think it's a thing. Somebody should do some research.
I like it.
Well, scientific research.
That's how your feet breathe, is through your toenails.
Yeah. That's science.
That's science.
Science.
Bro science.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the pretty colors might have to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still need my pedicures.
Right. So one of the things that I've started to really enjoy is that, we do this show every Friday. And my Uncle Len and Solve have started listening to the show.
Yes.
And Uncle Len has, we've been going back and forth on Facebook messages and stuff like that. And I'm not exactly sure how the conversation started, but we were talking about how celebrities, I can't remember how we were talking about, I can't remember. But anyway, he said, he mentioned that Warren Beatty Warren Beatty and his sister, Shirley MacLaine, went to W&L High School. And then Jim Morrison and Mama Cass went to GW with my dad, and and David Lynch went to Hammond High School with my uncle. So because I don't know, I guess the conversation was like, I heard that you guys went to school with Warren Beatty. He mentioned a movie. That's what it was. He mentioned a movie that Warren Beatty was in. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I heard that you guys went to high school with Warren Beatty and his sister, Shirley MacLaine, right? And then he said, and then he straightened it all out. No, Warren and Shirley went to W&L. Jim Morrison and Mama Cass went to high school with your dad at GW. And then David Lynch went to school with me at Hammond High School. Then he tells me this gem about Shirley MacLaine. Let me get it under the light here. He said, Shirley MacLaine was a talented baseball player and played on an all-boys team in Arlington, Virginia. She held a record for most home runs, earning her the nickname Powerhouse. What? Old Boozer?
What? Weezer.
Weezer, right? And Dad just texted, correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and I thought it was your mom who went to the same high school as Warren Beatty and Shirley MacLaine.
No. But no, yeah. So how crazy is that? They all grew up in the same area with these people.
In the same era.
Right.
Area.
Same area. You know, can you imagine? What if you went to high school and you were able to see, like, Jim Morrison and Mama Cass in the mm-hmm. hallway, or, you know. David Lynch, I believe, is like a director, right? I think so.
Well, he was. He's dead.
Oh, is he?
I briefly went to the same high school as Mary Lou Retton.
Oh, that's cool.
Where, you know, I would see her on campus.
Wow.
That was, 1984 Olympics.
She went to Bexley?
No, she went to Marina High School.
Oh, in California.
In California, okay. Because the Olympics were in Los Angeles that year.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I was taller than she was.
Anyway, I've always, yeah.
My claim to fame.
Barely. I've always liked Shirley MacLaine. I've liked everybody on this list, but Shirley MacLaine, I've always liked her. And to find out, and it's not surprising that she was on the all-boys baseball team and held the home run record.
Nope, not at all.
Weezer. Powerhouse. Powerhouse was the nickname.
But that's woke.
Mm-hmm.
Women shouldn't.
Dad is saying, I hung out with Mama Cass. Ellen Cohen was her real name. Ellen Cohen.
Nice.
He told me that once before. Yeah. So, Mama Cass, Ellen Cohen. How cool is that?
You never
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
You could be sitting next to a superstar.
Yeah, I hung out with Charlie Manson for a while there, and that explains the swastika in the middle of my forehead. But other than that, I mean, that's the only famous person I've ever run into.
Careful, people might think you like Trump.
I do so. I do so love him.
Our Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior. You know, he was sent here by Jesus.
God Emperor.
To save us all.
10,000 years on the golden throne.
You better stop, Ty. You better stop, Ty. You better ring that bell for yourself, bro.
No, I'm all right.
What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Mm-hmm. Well, got cross off stuff we've already talked about. Good Lord.
Keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Catch up.
This is something that I thought was interesting. You know how sometimes I bring up, it's like, you hear, there's a show that you love, and we all loved Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we all know that Bryan Cranston was Walter White.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who was supposed to be Walter White?
No.
Matthew Broderick. Can you imagine what that show would be with Matthew Broderick?
I just can't see.
I don't know that I've ever seen Matthew Broderick in a serious role. I can't see him being Walter White's name?
Heisenberg.
Heisenberg. I can't see when it got to be where he was Heisenberg. I can't see Matthew Broderick as Heisenberg.
But then again,
I can see him as the nerdy science teacher.
Right. But then again. Mm-hmm. Prior to Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston was the dad in Malcolm in the Middle.
Right.
And I was skeptical.
Right.
Yeah.
But he nailed it.
He did.
Absolutely nailed it. So you never know what they can pull off. As actors.
Yep. I saw this thing the other day that said, if you are ever out in public and you start to, if you run into a crime situation, and everybody's got a phone now, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever are the person that's going to whip out your phone, they said, always film it in landscape, not straight up and down. Because the only pictures or videos that are admissible in court are landscape.
Why is that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
That is weird, but I don't know. Does that make sense, or is it? Do you get more of the picture?
Is that true?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Well, actually, I heard an attorney say that. So
I don't know why that would be.
Well, I think if you've got I think you get more of the picture. don't you?
Right, but everything you need is in the middle.
Well, I think you need, I think what.
But
what
if you're talking about going to court, maybe you're able to see more of what's going on around it.
The circumstantial evidence.
Right, but to just throw out the evidence because it doesn't have enough of the background seems silly.
Well, you've seen people get off for less, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind, folks. If you're out there and you start seeing somebody get snatched off the street or something, you want to film it, do it in landscape instead of straight up and down. Just a tip.
Or is it really the opposite?
Yeah, right.
And they're just telling you to do that so that it will be inadmissible if you do it in landscape. That needs some further investigation.
Right.
In my opinion, they didn't ask me. All video evidence should be admissible.
Yeah.
Regardless of portrait or landscape.
Okay.
My opinion.
Yep. So we're getting close to our break, and we've got some pretty powerful things to talk about when we get back. One would be rudest things you can do when staying at somebody else's house.
Mm.
The rudest things you can do when staying at somebody else's house. This other one, what? This one is 9 things that Gen Z gets right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's one.
Look at that positive conversation.
My God.
Right. What else? Oh, we have, remember we talked about the hummingbirds and how they're starting their migration from the Northeast and from the Midwest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got somebody else that's migrating and they're still not coming here.
What?
They're still not. It's almost, it might be fake because it almost looked like it was the same migration pattern. It's like, damn it. They're still not coming here. Anyway, we'll talk about that too.
You know, maybe they know something that we don't.
Mm-hmm. We're also going to talk about things that people purchase, expensive things that people purchase that they don't use. That's something else.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. That's not on the list, but that's a good one. Right. Anyway. And we'll talk about the 51st season of SNL that's going to come out October 4th. They've had a lot of cast changes.
Yes.
But Keenan's still there.
What? Mm-hmm. He lives there.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break. And during the break, I'm going to play a bunch of promos, and these promos are of shows that come on later this evening after our show and then throughout the weekend. Do yourself a favor and check them out because there's all kinds of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine. A lot of great stuff. There's talk shows, none like ours, but there's really good talk shows, and there's a lot of music shows and stuff like that. So do yourself a favor and check them out. And we're going to take this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, well, that was a revolution, and it seems like it's very possible that we could be nearing a revolution here in the United States.
We might already be in one.
We might already be in one. Damn it.
They wouldn't tell us.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, they would never tell us.
It is Friday evening. It's 7:11. We're getting ready to start our second hour of the show. 727-804-5891. We've had some people playing along this evening. Everybody else that hasn't played along, I'm guessing that they've been swooped up by ice.
Yeah.
Especially that Debbie Dan Gray. I think I may have turned her in.
All right. That's awful.
Anyway, that version of Revolution was actually done by Stone Temple Pilots.
It's pretty good.
Obviously, oh, it's very good. It's one of the best I've heard. One of the best remakes I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I think they do a very good job. So, a good job. Let's see. Before the break, I mentioned a plethora of things that we were going to talk about when we came back. And one of the things I want to get to right off the bat is the rudest things you can do when staying at somebody else's house.
Upper Decker.
That's not on the list, but it should be.
That's a number one.
So I
what
actually
did you say
Upper Decker?
Upper? Do you even know what an Upper Decker is?
I do not.
Good Lord, explain that, my boy. That is probably the rudest thing anybody could ever do to anybody. That's like that Upper Decker is. That's not even a prank. That's just hateful.
That's an act of revenge.
Yes, it is. Explain it to your mother.
All right. So, with most toilets, the tank, if you take the lid off and you poop in there, you just leave it.
People are always going to want to know, how come every time I flush, why is this water like
brown?
Especially
if you save a code brown for this.
An Upper Decker. Yeah.
Who thinks of these horrible things?
His generation.
Who are you people?
We never thought about that when we were growing up, but his generation.
We have experienced a lot of injustice, and we have come up with a lot of creative ways
to get revenge. An Upper Decker is, that's serious, dude. And the thing is, once you discover it, the worst part is having to clean it out.
Yeah, no, it's now it's, you got to
deal
with it.
There's nothing good about an Upper Decker. There's just nothing good about an Upper Decker.
It's perfect. It's the ultimate
you
weapon.
You got to move.
La, 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 la. Why can't we all just be nice?
If only.
So I've got...
That's a man thing.
I've got,
came up with that.
So I was going to say, you know... First of all, I'm pretty well, I don't think anybody likes to poop anywhere but their own home. But then you
unless
go.
Unless you're doing an Upper Decker.
But again, that's an act
revenge.
Of war.
That's revenge related. That's okay. that's a mission.
So when we redo the bathrooms.
Yeah.
They will all be high box toilets.
Tankless
or locked.
High box. Go ahead. Try an Upper Decker downstairs.
That will truly be an
Good
Upper
luck.
Decker. But so I have six things. And, you know, one of the things that when I heard this, they were talking about this the other day on the radio, the rudest things that you can do when staying at somebody else's house. And my first thing was, first of all, I don't like to go, I don't like to poop anywhere but here at the house, mm-hmm. right? And then you go to stay at somebody else's house, and it's like, oh man, you know, you don't know what kind of toilet paper they got. It's a whole thing, you know, and you know you don't know what it's a whole thing.
You don't
it's
you
bad.
Don't know what kind of settings their toilet has. Is this thing set to stun or kill?
Is this a multi-flush situation?
I need to know it's going to get the job done.
Right. Anyway, number six, the least one. The least offensive thing.
And the Upper Decker didn't make the list.
Didn't even make the list. That'll be number seven. Number six would be expecting your host to entertain you. So it's like if you come into town and they've been kind enough to offer you a place to stay, you know, you shouldn't expect them to entertain you.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
That's it. Like,
I don't know. Are you running an Airbnb? Or are these people coming into town to spend time with you.
If you come, look, listen, if it's it's a whole situation. If you come, if they're coming into town to stay with you, then the entertainment thing is moot. Then it's just that that's what they're there, you're there for. But if you're, if let's say you're in for a long weekend because you're in town for business, right?
And you're
staying at your buddy's house. When you're not doing your business, you shouldn't expect them to entertain you while you're staying at their place, right?
Yeah.
Right? Well, okay, so if you're using someone mm-hmm. for a free space to stay,
yeah,
don't expect them to entertain you.
Right. Which I would also assume means don't expect them to feed you.
Yeah.
Right? That,
yes.
Food bread and circuses.
Right.
Yes.
This other one
create
says...
Create your own.
Don't expect to have access to one of their cars.
Mm. Yeah, like what?
Mm. Yeah, that one's yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah. No, yeah, know that one all too well.
These are the kind of people that get an Upper Decker.
Dad says that's why he only poops at home with a bidet.
mm-hmm. That means you have to go to their house.
Yeah.
You can't sabotage the bathroom they're using because then you still have to clean it.
Look, every once in a while you have to do an away game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right. Yeah, sometimes. It's and sometimes it's a doubleheader. let's see. Another rude thing is not pitching in to help. If they are so gracious to feed you, not helping to clear the table or whatever, or
wash
take out the trash or whatever.
And...
Mm-hmm. Oh, this one's good. Staying at somebody's house and then telling them how to parent.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. don't do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. This one, I like this one. Making a mess and then hiding it. Like you spilled something. And now you've just pulled the little mat over uh-huh. it, or you
kicking the ice cubes under the fridge.
You spilled something on the couch, and now you've just got the throw blanket.
You put the dog on top of it.
Yeah. This one, the number one rudest thing to do when staying at somebody's house, snooping in drawers or medicine cabinets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Again, this is how you get an Upper Decker.
Yeah.
But that requires a visit to their home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After you've snooped through all their drawers and medicine cabinets.
Yeah.
And then you Upper Deck every toilet in the house.
Everything possible. Yeah. Let me see if I can find
that's
this.
That's a lactose militant situation.
Mm. Oh, yeah. There will be milkshakes involved.
You got to come fully loaded.
Right.
Ready for war.
Okay. Here's nine things that Gen Z gets right. Okay. And Gen Z are basically 20-somethings. So you're a millennial. So Gen Z is even younger than you, Todd.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So this is nine things that they get right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go number nine. Marriage is pointless.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of them looking to get married, or they just feel like it's not even.
There's not really a future.
Right. This one says, forget the office grind. 9 to 5 is a waste of time.
Again, there's not really a future.
Well, what I think they're trying to do is reset. Our mindset.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're all used to, especially you and I, Steph.
We're
I'm not 9 to 5, but I'm used to 8 hours.
Super
you know, I'm there
grind.
8 hours. Right.
The old system is dying.
Yes.
It's not working.
This one is interesting. Bisexuality increases your chances of getting laid,
and to find a roommate.
A compatible roommate.
Yes. So,
because you don't want an incompatible roommate.
You're striking out with the chicas. Yeah.
Something else.
Ask your bud.
Be fluid.
Yeah. This one says, getting or seeking mental health. I know that when we grew up, that was sort of taboo.
Taboo.
What, you going to a shrink?
Yeah.
What, are you going to, a therapist? And now it's all the rage, apparently. Yeah.
It should be.
Always should have been.
You know? Putting yourself and your own needs first.
Look at the state of things.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm. So apparently Gen Zers, they're not big on judging people by their skin color, but what they do judge people on is their their past text or tweets.
Yeah.
They're going to figure out what kind of person you are just by what kind of texts or tweets you're sending.
Well, I mean, you know. Well,
it makes sense.
Those are your actions, man.
Yeah.
And how you speak to people and how you treat people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This one says, why pay for Netflix when you can steal it?
Yeah, again, there's no future. The old systems are dying.
Right.
All of this is fake.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
why pay for Netflix when your parents do?
Well, one of the things that I heard this discussion the other day, and it makes so much sense. It was like everybody's like, we need to cut the cord. We need to cut the cord to save all this money from the cable company. Well, guess what? Now all of a sudden, you cut the cable. And now you've got 15 goddamn apps that you're ending up paying more for all the apps than you did for the cable. You know what I mean? So it's
every week there's a new streaming service.
It all works out.
Well, and look, the whole football bread and circus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're about out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, and
because
that's a systemic problem. They need to fix that because taking away the bread and circuses right now, not a good idea.
Well, they seem to think that we, our generation, Dad and I, are so dependent that we will pay because we can. And they didn't talk to me about it.
Yep.
Because if I'm going to spend that kind of money every month to be able to watch the football games I want to watch, we'll go up the street and it will include hors d'oeuvres and drinks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This one says, so 9 things Gen Z gets right. This one says, don't smoke weed, eat it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say grow it.
No, eat it. They're doing a lot more eating it and edibles and stuff like that.
Well, there's a lot
than
more
smoking.
Options now.
Yeah.
Mm. So if you saute it like spinach, does it lose its effect?
So
is it a tasteful green? Because when you...
Well, first of all, spinach isn't hallucinogenic. So
no, but I'm saying if instead of spinach,
well, okay, so let's say if it was mushrooms, okay? One time I went down to Fort Lauderdale for spring break, and I was with my buddy John Holland and his school friend Skinner. And we stayed in this condo that was owned by his dad down in Miami, actually. And we had a bag of mushrooms. And none of us could bring ourselves to eating these slimy mushrooms. So we went to the grocery store and we got Chef Boyardee. And we cooked them up in the Chef Boyardee. And we ate them like that. And then we decided to drive from Miami to Fort Lauderdale for spring break. And during the ride there, we were like, maybe we cooked it all out. You know, we must have cooked out the psycho stuff out of it. But as soon as we parked the car and started walking down the sidewalk in Fort Lauderdale, we were all tripping balls.
It's working.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Uh-oh, guys.
Yeah. And the number
we're adding
one...
new greens to our salads.
Yeah. So, then the number one thing that Gen Z gets right, phone calls are stupid.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way of the past, man.
Right. Phone calls are stupid. We talked about it on the show. I'm guessing like new phone call etiquette is to text somebody prior to a phone call and say, are you available to talk?
Yeah, you phone calls are for emergencies.
I guess. I mean, I haven't talked to my buddy Paul on the phone in a while, and I feel like we need to. And I'm like ready for a convo, you know.
Well, that's
texting back and forth is cool and all, but you know, you're not getting the whole thing.
The whole work thing.
Right.
Where they want everything to, you know, go through this program or that program. And I did this. You have this. I'm trying not to. I've been very good about not.
Yeah.
Picking up the phone, but you have no idea the agitation it creates for me when I get a request
right.
that I have already done and submitted, and then I get another request.
Sure.
And it's like, that's it. I'm picking right. up the phone. Do you have it or not?
Yep.
What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm. So a minute ago, I was telling you about that eating mushroom story in Fort Lauderdale, and I said that it was my buddy John Holland and his friend Skinner, and I just remembered what Skinner's real name was. And if you had this name, I don't know why you would ever go with the name Skinner. His name was Joe Devine. Truly, his name was better. Joe Devine. And we went to the candy store. The candy store in Fort Lauderdale, and he won the belly flop contest. And it was the bomb. It was the bomb.
Well, he was on performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, right. Anyway, just a memory. Just a memory.
Good times had mm-hmm. by all.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, right. I'm not so sure that Skinner or Joe Devine is still alive, but I'm hoping John is. I haven't seen him in a long time. Love to hear from him. Anyway, folks, we're about to take our third or fourth and final break. I have a little ditty here by the Ramones, and it kind of sums up what I'm feeling about about this week and about what's happening here in America. Dig this. We'll be right back. Okay, I'm pretty sure that we all want to be sedated, and that was by the Ramones, probably the most handsome group of brothers that have ever formed a band. Truly stunning.
What about the Jonas Brothers?
No, not even close. Not even close. The Ramones were, I mean, come on. We're talking GQ, brother.
Mm-hmm. The Doobie Brothers?
No, they just smoked doobies and said brother. They weren't even brothers.
The Isley Brothers?
The Isley Brothers? No, they had googly eyes. But the Ramones, those guys were rocking it.
Good genes.
Handsome. So handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all look like Howard Stern. Sorry, Howard. Let's see. What else do we have here? Here's something, Ty. And I think you probably saw Mom and I watching this documentary over the last couple of nights, a.k.a. Charlie Sheen.
Mm.
Two episode documentary about Charlie Sheen. And if you know anything about Charlie Sheen, I mean, my God, he's the son of
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen, brother of Emilio Estevez, mm-hmm. then the other brother that's not an actor and that kind of thing. And he, man, oh man.
He had enough money.
He was making survive. Yeah. Well, first of all,
Of his train wrecks.
How many movies did he do before he was on Two and a Half Men, for one thing?
Yeah.
And then he was making $1.9 million an episode on Two and a Half Men. John Cryer was making $600,000 an episode.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So his whole life, all of his addictions and everything like that were fueled by money.
Well, he had plenty.
He had plenty. At one point, I heard that at one point he was worth almost $500 million. And now he's only worth about $10 million.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, $10 million.
Oh, right. Well, still, when you can think about what the downfall was. Can you imagine having $500 million, or $500 million,
mm-hmm.
and now you're only worth $10 million? I mean, something bad has happened in your life.
Well, how much do you need?
Things have not gone well.
Yeah. Well, how much do you need?
Well, drugs aren't cheap.
Apparently, he says he's been sober for, 10 years now or something like that. So we'll see. It's good. It's interesting. If you've ever been a fan of Charlie Sheen, if you ever wondered what that whole situation was, he kind of lays it out.
And this is, we've had this conversation mm-hmm. of, fortune and fame.
Right.
I don't want fame. I don't want the fame part of fortune.
Just throw me all the fortune.
Yeah. Throw me the money.
Yeah.
And let me live my low-key life.
Yeah.
Don't have paparazzi stalking me. Mm-hmm. Don't add that pressure. It's Amy Winehouse. It's, you're still a human being.
Yeah, I'm not.
You have ups and downs.
But there are some celebrities that do it right. You know what I mean? There are celebrities that you see being stalked all the time, but then there's other celebrities that you never hear about at all.
Yeah.
There's a way to do it.
And I think
there's a way to do it.
I think there's money involved.
Yeah, probably.
You pay them.
Stay away.
To not. Instead of paying your drug dealer for the dope,
mm-hmm.
pay the paparazzi to stay away.
Mm-hmm. Quickly, what's the most expensive thing people pay for but then never use?
Treadmills.
So gym equipment. Gym memberships, gym equipment. What else?
Food?
Yeah, people use their food.
Yeah, but, always buy too much.
Yeah.
Go to the store hungry.
I'm talking about, big dollar stuff.
Well, that's groceries.
Yeah, but, no, I'm talking, big dollar stuff.
Oh, what about those enormous pickup trucks? They're not using those for anything.
Well, except for go to work, mm-hmm. Commuter car. You don't need an F-350.
No.
That eats.
Well, okay. So let me give you an example of what we're going for here. Big dollar items that people pay for that then never use. Their RV.
Oh, RV. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boats. We're going to get this RV and we're going to go camping, all the time. Boats, right? Timeshares, Paul Hunley, timeshares. Exactly. God, thank God he chimed in. I thought he was gotten by ice.
They're just not there yet.
Mr. Hunley, mm-hmm. Do you speak Spanish? Let's see. Your pool.
Yeah.
Think about how much money we put in our pool and how often do we get in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It seems like we get in it a lot in the beginning of summer. But now,
That's why I got in last weekend.
Yeah. But you still got to maintain it. Otherwise, it turns into a swamp, and then it costs you even more money.
Right.
Buying a hot tub. another thing. Gym memberships, gym equipment, education.
Yeah.
How many people spend a ton of money on education?
Are overeducated, right. And then you've got underemployed.
Right, exactly. So
our country is our country went off the rails in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. It's almost over.
It's almost over. Let's see. The new Apple iPhone 17 was released earlier this week on Tuesday.
I'll never understand that.
Well, I don't either. I think we have the Apple iPhone 2 or 1. We have the OG. And I'm just fine with, I'm just fine with that.
I had someone ask me
right.
what iPhone I had.
Yeah, yeah.
And my answer was, I don't know. It was the free one.
Yeah, right.
At T-Mobile.
That's the one. That's the exact same one that I have. And I'm completely happy with it. I see some of these newfangled phones that these people are wielding. And I'm like, good Lord.
Oh,
and what must that do? Does it take x-rays? you know, what does it do?
The first question is, what does it cost?
Yeah.
And the second question,
they're quite expensive. You're not going to get the Apple iPhone 17 as part of a deal for signing up for T-Mobile. They're not handing you one of those faux free.
And what exactly do I need my phone to do?
Phone stuff.
Phone stuff. Oh, but we're not supposed to talk on the phone anymore.
Yeah.
But the good thing is I can text, and I can email, and I can take pictures and share those.
Right. I mean, it's really just a listening device.
It is.
They want you to have one.
They want to know where you are at all times.
And I mean,
they did a great job with that marketing. Again, 80s, 90s. And
there's absolute proof that thing does listen, because a lot of times I'll be listening to whatever talk show I'm listening to, and they'll mention somebody, and I'm like, oh, I know who that person is, or do I know who that person is? Because maybe I've heard the name, and I will go to Google and type in maybe their first name, not even
two and all of a sudden, letters,
bam, and there it is, first
it is.
Number one, right on there, and I'm like,
yep. Walmart knew exactly what I was looking for.
Yep. Yeah, no, they're always listening.
They're always listening.
It's all right. I give them all kinds of bad directions.
Well, whose job is that, and how much do they make?
Yep. Probably a lot.
Yeah, remember last week we were talking about the hummingbirds?
No, it's AI. Nobody's getting paid.
Yeah, probably.
They're just looking for target words.
Mm-hmm. Remember last week we were talking about the hummingbirds, and I was talking about maybe we should get it like a hummingbird feeder.
Right.
That kind of thing. And then I saw that this was like the time of year where they start migrating from the Northeast and the Midwest, and they all head down to the Yucatan, right? And I was like, they showed this migration pattern. And it was all in blue, and none of it even crossed, not even came close to Florida.
Mm-hmm. No, right? They skirt the coast.
They go from like Virginia, veer left or whatever toward the west, and they don't even come close to Florida. So then. I was like, well, do we even have hummingbirds here? And I think we got somebody on text or something said, oh yeah, we have hummingbirds.
Yeah, we have some.
Right.
So we have more pythons.
Right. Right. Good for us. So then I saw something earlier today, and it was almost like the exact same migration pattern, but it was in red, and it was talking about the monarch butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same. Exactly the same.
We only get the ones
The other one was in blue, and this one was in red. And the monarchs are not coming here. So we're screwed for any cool stuff.
No, just pythons.
Just pythons.
We get them. Ours are just special.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can tell by the way they fly. They all look like they're drunk.
And they probably are.
They're drunk on nectar.
Yeah. Look, those hummingbird feeders, the hummingbirds know.
Better than being drunk with Hector.
Floridians are not filling that hummingbird feeder. No. Mm-mm. They're filling it with their Bud Light or, you know.
They're not
following the directions.
Here's something to look forward to.
It's happy hour from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed.
Something to look forward to. Now, this is early, but something to look forward to next Easter is that KFC has says that they're going to be releasing jelly beans next Easter, three different ones. One's going to taste like fried chicken. One's going to taste like sweet corn. And the other one's going to taste like gravy.
Okay.
The real news is
they're bringing back potato wedges.
Somebody said the best way to enjoy those is to pop one of each in your mouth at the
Absolutely.
Same time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right? I could get down with that.
Okay. But this goes to the Jetsons.
Right.
Will it have the calorie count? They're trying to train us.
No,
to
you're not gonna get fat on jelly beans.
No, are they trying to train us that this is how we get our nutrition?
Well, I mean, and probably when they move us all into the work camps for the techno feudalism,
and it'll have enough calorie counts to keep you alive.
What do you suppose the top two happiest states in the United States are?
Not Florida.
Right now, none of them.
Top two happiest states in the United States.
Alaska?
Nope.
No? Oregon?
No. Top two. Now, they might be in the list for like top 10, but I'm talking about top two. We're narrowing
it down. No, okay. Now think where the state of the union is.
Number one makes sense, but number two,
Montana.
No, begins with an M.
Maine?
Nope.
Minnesota?
Nope.
Michigan?
Nope.
I'm running out of M's here.
Maryland. Maryland is number two on the happiest state. State of inebriation.
Thumbs up.
That was from my buddy John. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're already there, buddy.
The nation that needs medication.
Yeah. Number one.
But can't afford it.
Yeah. Number one, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Ty's birthplace, Hawaii. Number one. Least happiest states.
Florida.
Top two least happiest states.
Michigan.
Nope. Seems like it, but no.
All that lead in the water.
Mm-mm.
Alabama.
Nope. Number two, Louisiana.
Oh, I was just going to say Louisiana.
Least happiest. Number one, West Virginia.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, what do
okay.
they know?
And then I saw that Florida ranks 14th, but it didn't say whether it was the least happiest or the happiest. It just said Florida was 14th.
This is the happiest place on earth, man.
You goddamn right, brother. You goddamn right. Don't you know it? That's why we moved here all those years ago.
Just another day in paradise.
Yeah, right. Season 51 of SNL returns on Saturday, October 4th. And we heard a week or so ago that there was going to be all kinds of shakeups in the cast members. and by Lorne Michaels. It almost seemed like he was going to come out and clean house. Well, turns out that only about three or four of them left on their own accord, and then he brought in three or four people that we've never heard of, but then for the most part, the rest of them are still there. Now, some of the ones that left, Heidi Gardner, she left, but she's doing a lot of commercials and stuff like that. And she's been there 8 years, so it was time for her to go anyway.
And just what I heard, she did not leave of her own accord.
Oh, no? Okay.
So, you know, anybody can put out any messaging they want.
Sure. But Keenan is there. What's he been there, 30 years?
What about Colin Jost?
He's still there. Michael Che is still there.
Because I didn't see Colin's name in the list.
Michael Che, up until recently, was the head writer. I didn't know that. He was the head writer. Now it's there's two other people that are there. But for the longest time, he was the head writer. What's the
who else did they get rid of?
Bowen Yang is still there.
Okay.
The one they got rid of, two or three of the newest ones.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one kid with the big eyebrows, got rid of him. Now, from the Please Don't Destroy These Videos, or whatever it is.
I love them.
The redheaded kid got a gig. The other two, one of them became a writer, and the other one is going to go do something else. But
and Please Don't Destroy.
Yeah, Please Don't Destroy.
Has, you know, they have that video or the movie.
Yeah.
What was that movie? That was so funny. We watched it. The National Park.
Oh, yeah. I saw one the other day that was hysterical. I was like, oh, my God, these guys are great.
They're great collaboratively.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what's going on behind the scenes.
I saw one the other day. It was those three dudes, right? And they're in their office. And all of a sudden, Mikey Day has to be the best writer. Mikey Day is still there. He's one of the ones that's staying. Mikey Day is there. Hold on. I'm just looking at this for a second. Hold on. Yeah, Mikey Day is returning. Oh my God. Yeah, the George Washington skit featuring Nate Bargatze. Oh, that was hysterical. That truly fantastic. I agree. Totally agree. What was I saying?
I don't know.
The drugs are working.
The drugs are working.
Even the text messages throw us off. Mm-hmm.
No. I was talking about those guys, the Please Don't Destroy guys. So the skit that they did, it was they were getting like ready to leave the office, and all of a sudden there was like this big orange orb that came into their office, and then it opened up, and there were three dudes that approached them, right? And it was them.
Oh,
in the future. Oh my God, it was hysterical. It was hysterical. Yeah. Like the short, like Italian looking guy. He kept saying to the guy that was like him, he was like, why am I so Italian in the future? I mean, you're way more Italian than me. And this guy was like Joe Pesci, you know, like in your face Italian, you know. It was hysterical.
So are we going to talk about Spinal Tap?
I can't wait for it to come out. Now, I've heard there's a lot of people that aren't giving it a whole lot of play or a lot of, you know, a lot of people are like, it's not going to be any good. I think it's going to be great.
I want to see it.
Isn't it in theaters this week?
Oh, is it this week?
Yes.
Is it?
That's what I saw.
Oh, I didn't think it was like until the 24th. Mm-hmm. But it might be. It might be this week. Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
I'd love to see it.
This is Spinal Tap.
Two.
Yeah, the second one.
I want to see that. I don't care if it's good or not.
Right.
Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Fan of Spinal Tap, I need to see this one.
Yeah, I do too. But what I want to do...
It's been how many years later?
I want to watch the original and then go and see the new one.
It's in one of the boxes. I have it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we can find it on Netflix or something.
We have it. I'm glad you have it all, Ty, because they're going to take away all of our ability to find it.
Yep. Anyway, have a DVD player.
It's time to do these quotes. The first one says, hey, Israel, I heard Hamas is hiding at the White House.
Oh, that's dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This one says, every MAGA moron, I voted to be racist, not poor. This one says, if I'm going to take health advice from a former heroin addict, I choose Keith Richards.
Yeah,
right. Mm.
It was a mistake to say President Trump was a confidential FBI informant. He was actually an undercover agent for the KGB.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a whole video about that whole thing.
That's
Krasnov.
He's been involved for, yes, he's been involved for a while.
Agent Orange. Mm.
Yep. Agent Orange.
This one says, you look Latino, you speak Spanish, you work hard. That's now probable cause.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And the last one says, freedom of speech does not mean freedom from consequences.
Exactly.
What do you think about that, Chuck?
Just because you can doesn't mean
sorry, Charlie.
You
sorry, Charlie. Yep. Anyway, so that's pretty much it. Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Happy Friday. Touchdown. Go see Phantom Power.
Mm.
Potion.
Potion Portal. Go see PP at PP.
PP at PP?
PP at okay. PP.
Listen, all of you that don't know anything about Phantom Power, Ty's band, I will make sure that we take lots of pictures, and I will try to post them to you so you can see exactly what the hell we're talking about.
Do y'all our, have... Are
our
you
boy is actually a pretty talented heavy metal, death metal performer.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Is Phantom Power on YouTube?
Yeah, we're on YouTube. We're on Instagram. We're on, I think we're on Thread. We're on all of the things.
Well,
I don't know. I don't handle the social media.
Well, okay. So, Phantom Power YouTube.
Yep.
Previous band, Deceptive Intruder.
Mm-hmm.
The other band is Crimson Shadow, which that'll be coming out soon.
Crimson Shadow.
Wow. Okay. Mm. That's cool.
Kind of like the Crimson Chin, but the shadow instead. I like it. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, check them out on YouTube.
That's the one where Ty dresses up like Dr. Frankenfurter.
Scrotox.
He's the mean transvestite from Transvestite Transylvania.
Scrotox.
Scrotox. Yes, everybody, tonight's show was brought to you by Scrotox. If you're feeling a little wrinkly, tighten it up with some Scrotox. Anyway, folks, that's it. We're out of time.
We're out.
Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and Mission Mom Duchess, it's about that time. Everybody who texted in, thank you so much. Some of you that did not text in, well, I'm only assuming that ice got to you.
I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Love you all, and we will, well, I look forward to speaking with all of you again next week. Dig this, we'll be right, well, we won't be right back. We'll be right back next week.
That's whatever.